experts have warned this year there's going to be about 21 billion midges about. I don't know. I don't think you'll find it any different from any other year, because they're always terrible at certain points of the year in certain locations in the Highlands. But what I'm asking on the show today is, do you have any tricks for tackling the midges? So, you know, the skin's so soft that everyone kind of swears by, it doesn't work for me. Hi to Richard, who's texted me going, Dan, olive oil and garlic, you must try this. But that's all very well, Richard. What do I do with it? Do I eat it? Or do I rub it on my skin? It's like, I'd probably rub it on the skin. Sounds about the right idea. I've got Robert on the phone. Robert, you've got a good idea for tackling the midges. What is it?
Chew licorice. Not get rid of the midges.
Robert, you think chewing licorice helps get rid of midges?
Yes, I.
Is this trialled and tested?
Yes. A friend of mine told me about it and I tried it, and there was one night we were sitting in the garden and I started chewing licorice, and after about 10, 15 minutes, they never came anywhere near me.
I'm going to give that a shot. I'm not the biggest fan of licorice, but I don't mind the wee blue ones and pink ones with the bubbles on them that you get in
there. Oh, yeah. Oh, the faucet things, aye.
Will that work, do you think?
I don't know if it will.
Robert, cheers for giving us a call anyway.
Cheers. Bye.
I want to hear from you as well if you've got a trick for tackling the midges. Maybe you've got a kind of home remedy that's worked for you. Dan to 61025. Let me know what it is, share it with us, and maybe we can all pull together and beat the 21 billion midges that are on their way to the Highlands this year.